Thank you, Deputy Secretary General. For the question raised by Spain on the number of units, at least the line where it says 92 meeting units, there is a discrepancy between what you would find on the UNOG official recording and our meetings, because the UNOG site only has the formal sessions that are being recorded. It does not take into account, it does not record or make public the recordings of informal meetings. So that would explain the discrepancies. But we will, of course, review all the data we've provided on the website, and if there are any changes to be made, we will make them, and we will inform member states. But basically, the discrepancy could be explained that way. Concerning the questions regarding the formal and informal sessions, I wish to provide maybe some background information so we all understand what this means. So the formal or public meetings of a session are formally recorded in the 6 UN languages, and these recordings are uploaded on the UNOG digital recording platform and made available to everybody. Participants and the public at large can also listen live to the session through the Listen Live channel provided by UNOG. And a summary of all your formal statements or interventions in the plenaries are also included in the chair summary of a session. Now, when we get to the informal type of meetings or private meetings, that means that there's no formal audio recording made available on the UNOG website. And participants and the public at large cannot listen live to these sessions. And also, there's no summary of the discussion included in the report. These informal meetings are done to provide member states and delegates more space for freer and more candid discussions on issues on the agenda. So therefore, that's why there is no formal recording of these sessions. And historically, the working party has been working in this fashion. As far as I can remember, I joined UNCTAD in 2000, and we've never had a mode of operation where all the sessions were formal. We always went formal plenary sessions for the opening and the closing, and whenever we discussed the program or the budget, those were done in an informal fashion. Now, the Secretariat cannot unilaterally change the mode of operation. This is what you've asked for in the past. I believe that if member states now, today, say, okay, we want to have formal sessions only, we will, of course, do that and ensure that the room is set up for the formal session. If there's no agreement today, and I think that you've already approved the mode of operation for your for this session of the working party when you adopted the agenda and the organization of work, I would suggest for this session that if you wish to have issues reflected in the summary of the chair, that you make your intervention formally either in the opening and the closing plenary when we take up the draft agreed conclusions for item 3 in this case. Having explained this, so the first solution for you today would be to make a formal statement either now or at the closing session of the TDB. There are other ways of changing the mode of operation, but still, again, it would require consensus from member states, is to ask the chair to raise this issue at the TDB and ask that the TDB be seized with this issue, and either through the Extended Bureau or consultations with member states or regional coordinator, to come up with an agreement as to how the working party should function. And in that case, then you would have reached a consensus on the mode of operation. I hope that's provide some answers to the query, and an understanding as to why we have formal and informal session. Thank you.